We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Hanhagas Adam Baboker, Siman Beis, we're in the middle of Sivvav. Says the Mechaber, V'lo Yelech Adam Arba Amos B'Gilui HaRosh, one should not walk Dalat Amos, which is approximately 7 foot 3 inches, with their head uncovered. The Ramah says, V'bnei Kvot HaShechina, because of the honor of Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Mechaber says you shouldn't walk more than Dalat Amos, even less than Dalat Amos, Mishmar quotes from the Magen Avram, is a Midas Chasidus, not to walk even less than Dalat Amos with an uncovered head. And he also quotes from the Shla, who says that even when one is sleeping, one should not be with their head uncovered. Rather, they should wear a covering on their head, even when sleeping. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions as to what exactly this prohibition is. Is there an actual prohibition not to have an uncovered head? According to the Taz, there is a prohibition. It falls under the category of chukos akum, chukoseim lo telechu. Since the non-Jews used to walk around with their head uncovered specifically, and this had no reason, but this is the act that they did. So the Taz says, we are not allowed to follow them, especially if there is no reason. So this falls under the category of chukos akum, and that is why it is prohibited to walk around without a yarmulke. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Marashal, who disagrees and says, no, it is not b'chukoseim lo telechu, rather it is just a minhag tov, it is a good thing to do in order to remind us that Hashem is above us. In order to remind us to have Yirah Shamayim, we should wear a head cover. So the Taz says it is an Isser Medina, and the Marashal says it is just a minhag tov, it is a good thing to do. There is another read in the Mishnah Berurah where people say that it is not aser mishum b'chukoseim lo telechu, rather, it is aser, as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, that it is mishum tznius. It falls under the category of tznius, that a person should not have a part of their body uncovered which is supposed to be covered. So this is a part which is supposed to be covered, the head, and therefore having it uncovered is considered to fall into the category of tznius, and that will be the prohibition involved. So the big nafkamina would be whether nowadays this rule still applies. The non-Jews aren't makpid to walk around with their head uncovered, so therefore it would no longer be chukos akum necessarily, but that issue of tznius would potentially still apply. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes along with the Maharshal. He thinks it is only a minhag tov, and therefore, says the Rav Moshe Feinstein, if one is going to lose their job if they wear a yarmulke, they don't need to wear a yarmulke, because there is no requirement to lose money just for a minhag tov. If it was an iser medina, if there was an actual prohibition involved, then one would be required to give up money to not be over on this prohibition. But since, says Rav Moshe, the Marshal is correct that it is only a minhag tov, so therefore one does not need to give up their job, one does not need to lose money in order to wear the yarmulke. However, once they have the job, if they see that the people around them don't care, and a lot of people are wearing yarmulkes, so then obviously they should wear their yarmulke if it will not cause them to lose their job if they don't wear it. How large should a yarmulke be? Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that a yarmulke should cover most of the head, whereas Rav Moshe Feinstein says that as long as it is considered that one's head is covered, that is sufficient. What exactly does it mean for one's head to be covered? So Rav Moshe doesn't really explain, but it definitely means that less than the majority of the head is good enough to be considered for the head to be covered. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes from the Magen Avraham that children should be taught to wear a yarmulke as well in order for them to have Yirah Shamayim as well. However, one must obviously keep in mind at what age should a child really be told to wear a yarmulke. If they don't know what's going on, they're going to drop it on the floor, it's going to get dirty, etc. So maybe they shouldn't be told, and especially if by forcing them to wear a yarmulke, which they don't need to do, maybe it's be uncomfortable for them, and you know it will turn them off from doing mitzvos and the like. So then one should always keep this in mind when training their children to perform mitzvos. As Rav Moshe Feinstein says, the way to be mechanech children is to give them a feeling that Torah and mitzvos are good things and are enjoyable. So if you're going to force them to wear a yarmulke and it's going to turn them off, then it's probably yatsa schar behefseda, you're going to lose out in the end. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that when it comes to walking around in the house, you are allowed to walk around in the house dalat amos if you cover your head with your hand, because as long as the roof is above you, there's less of an issue. But outside, says the Prima Gadim, you would not be allowed to walk around using your hand as your head covering. You would need something else besides your hand. That is all in terms of walking around. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that in terms of making brachos and learning Torah, you're not allowed to do that with a head uncovered, and you can't even use your hand to cover your head either, even inside of the house, in order to make brachos or learn. Rather, you should stretch out your sleeve and cover your head with your sleeve, or have somebody else cover your head. If it's a shas adchak, you're really stuck. You need to take a drink at night and you have nothing to cover your head with. So then the Mishnah Berurah says you'd be allowed to use your hand in order to make the bracha. But better to take a napkin or something like that to cover your head with in order to make the brachos. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes from the Prima Gadim, who says that one should be careful when putting on their tefillin, shel rosh, that their head not become uncovered, the yarmulke fall off, etc., while putting on the tefillin and making the bracha, as that will once again be making a bracha with their head uncovered. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether there is an issue, whether a toupee would count as a head covering in order to make brachos, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah says that while the toupee would obviously be good enough, one should be concerned because of Maris Ayin that people won't realize that it acts as a toupee. Rather, they will think it's your actual hair and your head is not covered. The Mechaber continues, V'yivdok nekavav. One should check themselves to make sure that they do not need to use the bathroom so that they can recite Shema, etc. The Ramah adds, V'yachasa kol gufo. A person should cover their entire body. V'lo yelech yachif. They should not walk around barefoot. The Mishnah Berurah says that if they're in a place where that is the normal way to walk around, then they would be allowed to walk around barefoot. Ramah continues, the Yargel Atzma Liponos Book of Erev, one should regulate themselves to go to the bathroom in the morning and the evening, Shuzriza Sunakis, because this is good for a person's body. Simon Gimel, Hanhagas Base Hakise, the appropriate way to act in the bathroom. Sif Aleph, Ksheikanis Base Hakise, Yomer His Kabdim Chubadim, when one enters into the bathroom, they should say the honored should be honored before they enter into the bathroom. V'achshav lo nagu la'omro. Now we don't say this. What's going on? The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason they used to say it was because we always have angels walking with us, and in order to tell the two angels who are walking with us to stay outside of the bathroom, we say this line to them of hiskabdim chubadim. But nowadays, where we are not so sure of ourselves, says the Beis Yosef, that we have these angels with us, we're not so confident, so we don't say this pasuk, and it would be yuhara to say this pasuk, to tell them to stay outside. The question of, don't we say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night? So we are assuming that there are angels that are coming to us on Shabbos, and Seischem L'Shalom, we're saying goodbye to the angels who were with us during the week. So what's the difference between that and this going into the bathroom, which we don't say, is a question for another time. Siv Beis, Yehei Tzanua Beis HaKise, one should be very private in the bathroom. What does that mean? Lo yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev. They should not uncover any part of their body until they sit down to go to the bathroom. They should uncover themselves as little as possible. V'lo yelchul shnei anachem biyachad. The Ramah says also shouldn't go into the bathroom two people, once again, in order to keep the appropriate privacy required in the bathroom.